learning about Levi Zibenda. Here's the story of his life. And?
And this is 1914.
14, the Rosh Hashanah, 1914. And Levi Yitzchak is describing the Rosh Hashanah, his first Rosh Hashanah in Uman. So here came the last night of the year, the night of Zchol Brit. We say Zchol Brit, we say in Slichas. And come even more hundreds of Hasidim came from all the near and far cities, from Cherry and from Brester, from Teplik, and more from each city and town came about 70, 80 people. And the atmosphere of a chag started to spread out in Uman. And again, we see everyone so excited from each other, they're crying homage, they're so excited to see each other. Levi Yitzchak, he emphasizes it was a feeling of love, of holiness, of dusha, right? A high, a loving of Hashem.
Now, were the Germans and Russians or whoever was fighting, or were they near there?
No.
The war far away.
Very far. And in Uman, by the Tzion of Avenu, who could even imagine what was there? Already from the beginning of the night, the place was full of people. It was fire over there. The place was like fire. It was like a pot of water sitting on fire. Blub, 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 blub. Bubbling. People were standing hours and hours, their eyes blown up with tears, red and tears, talking to Hashem over there by the Tzion of Avenu. You heard sighs of people, you heard crying out of people, you heard all kinds of... There was no rich, there was no poor, there was nothing. Just people standing together, davening to Hashem. And what would happen there at the midnight of the slichas, no one could imagine. These people that they were used to every night getting up chatzot, now everything focused in one place, all by Rabbeinu himself. They were sitting on the ground, and everyone was sitting on the ground with candles, and it was very small, that tzion, you know, it was very small. Very, very small. Only 2-3 people could stand inside. So I guess they stood around also. You can feel with your hands, the sense, the kedusha, the feeling of this oil was getting close to Hashem. And then came the peak of the evening, which was the night of the slichas itself. And that time, they all went to the kloiz, the big kloiz, which today is a factory. It's across from Tzion, on the other side of the mountain. If you've ever been, you'll see. Today's a factory. We do. He stole it from us. And now everyone was there already. It was quiet, silent in the shul. Only once in a while you hear like, oh, a groan or a sigh. Right? It's the last moments before the chazan start. Ashrei Rebbe Secho. Oh, Yerugu Selo. Right? So that's then the chazan started with his very powerful voice. There's a picture here of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Of the Tzion and the Kloiz. Then, those days. Now there's other buildings around in the back. The whole house, the whole mountain was shaking from screaming and calling out. It was Amash Slicha. People felt like they're not just mumbling some words. They were doing Slicha, Amash, asking Slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Time of prayer came. The last shachris of the year is Tafoi Shain Dalet. Rav Yitzchak describes, it was a tefillah that I never experienced as a tefillah in my life. It's tefillah of pouring out your heart in front of Hashem. There was nothing higher than this. Then giving the tzedakah. The tzedakah in Uman and Erev Rosh Hashanah was the whole thing. Right? Who could it be? People walking around with a lot of money in their hands. Taking like this. And giving. Giving it. Whoever has to give money.
Did you do that today?
Today, like this. Not like that. What?
Coins.
Yeah,
okay, so if you want to give 100 shekels, you have to give 100.
Yeah, you can't give.
Why not?
I believe it's said they gave with two hands. Why did they give two hands? It was with all the heart. And also, Rabbeinu said, when someone gives with two hands, his prayer will be heard. You know, we need to have. It says Nes Gadol Hasham. That's the real one, not Po. Poor is not, it's not, it's an Israeli thing.
Right.
The Sham is, it's a Gimatria Mashiach.
Right.
358. It's a Pei, it's a Tzioni Israeli thing. It's not the religion. So he went to Mount Shari and bought me one with the Sham. There they have the Shams. Anyways, afterwards, after Shachris, No one knew exactly how much he's giving and how much he's, the other ones didn't know how much he's getting. They just, everyone was giving everyone. After Shachris, everyone went back to the Tzion, of course. People went in there. He said it was a miracle how many people got into this place where only three people could stand. But a lot of people got in somehow, and everyone was davening. It was a mash, like a bubbling pot of water. And the mincha of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last mincha of the year, maybe it was my first mincha of my life, of the Reb Yitzchak says. That year, the chazan was Rav Nachman of Nemirov. He was talmid of Avraham Rav Nachman, which was the Rebbe of Rav Yitzchak. I was shocked from the sweetness. Someone told Rav Yitzchak, whispering in his ear, you just became blessed. Listen carefully how the Baal Tefillah of Rabbein is saying goodbye to the old year. I felt then that I'm in heaven, Rav Yitzchak said. It's true. I'm an Uman, but I'm not an Uman, I'm somewhere else, I'm in a different world. Rabbi Yitzchak finishes. Erev Rosh Hashanah, an Uman. And I didn't even start describing the Rosh Hashanah itself. I can't describe it, not with a pen and not with my lips. Any word extra will just minimize the... And also some people ask, everyone who went to Uman knows this, people ask me, how is it an Uman? Nothing to say. You can't describe what goes on. You can tell them what's going on in Uman, but you can't describe what's your going on in Uman, what's going on in you in Uman. It's beyond words. It was the first Erev Rosh Hashanah of Rabbi Yitzchak in Uman. But it didn't get long until Taf Resh Pei, which is only 6 years later. Rabbi Yitzchak was Taf Resh Ayin Hei, Taf Resh Pei. 5 years later, Rabbi Yitzchak was only 23 years old. He just got married that year. And he became the Baal Tefillah from then until the last year of his life. Fully the last year of his life. He was the Baal Tefillah in Breslau. His whole life. From 23 to 93. How many years is that? 70 years. He was Baal Tefillah every Rosh Hashanah. Over there was for 20 years till the Second World War. And then he went wherever he was. He didn't know that his father died in the meantime and Tafresh Ayin Ches, 3 years later. It took years.
That was still during the war.
Yeah. Only 8 years after the war broke, was he able to be in contact with his family again, 7 years, and tell them that he's alive, and he married a kosher woman, and he lives in Teplik with near Uman. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Stories of Rabbi Yitzchak. Beautiful.